A very, very long time ago, not far from the city of Babylon, was a city called Ur. Amongst the people at Ur lived a man named Abram. Now, Abram was a good man who prayed to the Lord God and always tried to do what God wanted.
But the other people who lived in Ur did not pray to God. Instead, they prayed to idols, statues made of wood or stone. They thought that these statues could hear their prayers and help them. Abram often wondered how his neighbours could worship objects made by their own hands. Since these people did not pray to God, they didn't know what he wanted them to do, and so they did many wicked things.
The Lord saw that Abram, on the other hand, was good and faithful, and God did not wish for Abram's family to grow up in such a place, for then they too might become wicked. So the Lord spoke to Abram.
Gather together all your family and leave Ur and go to a place far away that I will show you. In that land, I will make your family a great people, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that all the world will give honor to your name. If you do as I command you, you will be blessed, and all the families of the earth shall receive a blessing through you.
But what was this blessing? Well, we know now that Abram's family eventually grew into the Israelite people. And after many, many more years, Jesus, God's own son, was born to Mary, herself a descendant of Abram. So Abram's family did become a blessing to all the world by helping to give it a saviour.
Well, yes, we know that now. But back then, Abram just couldn't understand what God meant, because Abram didn't even have one child of his own, let alone enough to make the great people God had spoken about. But even though Abram didn't understand what God's blessing was to be, or even where God's promised new land lay, he did what God said. He got all of his relatives together with everything he owned.
Hey, everyone, listen!
His tents, his flocks of sheep, his herds of cattle, his servants, and all of their animals, and he set off with them on the long journey to a land he didn't even know the name of.
He journeyed far up the great Euphrates River and up into the lofty mountains until he came to a place called Haran in a country called Mesopotamia. Some of his family decided to stay there, but Abram, who was now already 75 years old, knew that God wanted him to go on.
So Abram continued his journey with Sarai, his wife, Lot, his nephew, all their belongings, herds of cattle, their flocks of sheep, and their herdsmen. Now they went on to the southwest, with the mountains to their right and the great desert on their left. They crossed over rivers, climbed hills, and at last they came to the place which God had told Abram about.
This land was called Canaan. Today we call it the Holy Land, because long, long after Abram, Jesus lived there.
When Abram arrived in Canaan, he didn't go to the towns and villages, but instead he set up his tents in the open fields where they could find grass for the sheep and cattle. Abram set up his tent at the tree of Morah near the town of Shechem. There, the Lord spoke to Abram.
I will give this land to your children and to their children, and this shall be their land forever.
Abram built an altar there, and he worshipped the Lord. Wherever Abram set up his tent, he would always build an altar and pray to God, because Abram loved God and always believed God's promises.
Abram and Lot moved their tents and their flocks from place to place to find new grass and fresh water. Once, they even went as far as Egypt in search of food for the sheep. But they didn't stay for long. God did not wish them to live in a place where all the people worshipped statues, so he sent Abram's family back to Canaan, so they could live there and worship him in peace.
Abram came to a place where later the city of Bethel would be built. and again he built an altar there and prayed to God.
Spring, summer, autumn and winter passed, and another year, and then another. By now, Abram was a great chief with many sheep and cattle and herdsmen to look after them all. But Abram still had no children.
As the numbers of sheep and cattle grew, Abram's shepherds and Lot's shepherds began to argue because there wasn't enough land for all their animals. So, with a heavy heart, Abram suggested to Lot that they should now go their own separate ways.
Lot chose to go to the east, to the Jordan Valley, because he thought that looked to be the land with the best grass, and also he wanted to visit the big cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. When Lot had left, Abram was sad, because he loved his nephew like a son. God saw that Abram was sad, and so he spoke to him again.
Cheer up, Abram, and look around you. Everything you can see, all the mountains, the valleys and the plains, I will give it all to you and to your children and all who come after you. Your descendants shall own all of this, and they shall be as many as the grains of the sand in the desert. Go on, get up and walk through this land, wherever you like, because it's all yours.
Even though he still didn't understand where all these descendants were to come from, Abram moved his tent from Bethel to Hebron in the south. And as soon as he pitched his tents, he built another altar to the Lord.
When Abram had returned to his tent, the Lord God spoke to him again.
Do not be afraid, Abram. I will look after you, and I'm going to give you a great reward for serving me.
Oh, Lord, but what use is any reward to me, since I have no child to whom I can give it? I'm an old man, and after I die, the man who will own everything I have will not be my son, but one of my servants.
No, it will be your son. Trust me. Look up into the heavens and count the stars, if you can. The people who will spring from you, your descendants, in the years to come, shall be many more than all the stars you can see.
Abram didn't understand how this promise of God could be kept, but he still trusted God, and God loved him because of his faith.
Abram was 99 years old when the Lord came to him again.
I am the Almighty God. I have some news for you, Abram. You and your wife Sarai are about to have a son, and I want you both to change your names. You will be called Abraham from now on, which means father of a multitude in your language, because you will be the father of a multitude of many nations of people. As for Sarai, she will be called Sarah, which means princess.
A few months later, Abraham, as he was now called, was sitting outside his tent when he saw three visitors approaching him from the distance. Somehow he knew that these were not just ordinary men, but the Lord God himself with two of his angels. Abraham rushed out to meet them, and he fell down on his knees to worship God.
My Lord, what a great honour! Please come and rest a while under these trees, and let me send for some water to wash your feet, and then please stay here for a meal with my family.
And so they did. The visitors sat in the cool shade of the oak tree by the tent, while Abraham rushed inside to ask Sarah and their servants to prepare a fine meal for their guests. Then he went back outside to talk with the Lord, who told him some more about the son Abraham and Sarah would soon have, a little boy whose name would be Isaac.
In Abraham's language, Isaac means laughing, because both Abraham and Sarah had laughed out loud when God had first told them the news.
But God always keeps his promises, even though sometimes we have to be patient and wait a long time. And sure enough, just after Abraham's 100th birthday, his son Isaac was born. So that is how Abraham started to build a people of God. He listened to God, talked to God, and always tried to obey him, even though he often didn't understand how God would do the things he promised. But because Abraham knew that God loved him, He always trusted God in everything. He was God's faithful servant.